doesn't matter if any part of it's true.
So I had one of the black guys at work.
All right.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi. Way to start the show.
So I had one of the black guys at work tell me that I was cool.
Oh.
And that I was so cool that I could use the N-word if I felt like it.
What?
That, I mean, that's not how he said it, because I said it very whitely, but the way he said it was like...
very whitely.
He said something, 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 asterisk, something, something, and I just kind of looked at him, and he's like, no, man, you're cool, you can use it. But what I'm wondering is, does that give me a pass, like, all throughout life? Can I use it wherever I want because he said I could? Do I need to get in writing? Do I need to get in writing?
There's a card. He didn't give you the card?
Oh, that motherfucker set me up. I didn't get no card.
Yeah, I've had mine for years. You got to keep it in your wallet at all times.
Do you have it on you now?
Yeah.
All right, use the word.
Of course. No. No, because no, because it doesn't work on recordings.
Oh. There's a disclaimer at the bottom of your...
Yeah. Any recorded word is exempt.
I just thought it was cool. I even gave him a high five. High five, yeah.
All right.
I said,
that's so awesome. Hey, thanks, buddy.
My neighbor.
That would be funny if it was true.
Which part of it?
About where just some random black guy said you could start using the N-word.
That is true.
No, it's not. Did he say, hey, buddy, I speak for the African nation. You can use this word.
I told you what happened. He was telling me a story, and it had the N-word in it.
Uh-huh.
And he said it so matter-of-factly or whatever that he must have seen the my already pale face get paler. And he said, no, you're cool. I like you. You can use that word.
So is that honestly how it works? If one black guy likes you, you get to.
That's what I was asking. I don't know if that's how it works. I thought we had this show to get answers. I'm asking for answers.
I don't have any answers. I thought it was like you can't say I got a black friend or I got a black kid or I got a black dad. You can't say things like that. It doesn't matter.
I mean, if you got a black dad,
No.
There's a good chance your dad's black.
Yeah.
Oh, so just before we get going, my mom started listening to the show for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to continue to call her a whore, don't.
Don't.
But your mom's still a whore.
Oh, all right, cool. When's the last time I called your mom a whore?
I don't care. It's irrelevant.
I stopped doing that because that's childish. That's sophomoric. We're above that now.
All right. So anyway, let's get to feminism.
Yeah, let's talk about feminism today. The world needs more feminism.
We need to talk about tight Asian pussies.
13-year-old tight Asian pussy.
I'm out. Wait, that wasn't part of it. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's part of it. Oh, shit. Did you read this little editor's note to the side? Go down one little scroll.
I'll just read it now. You guys, hold on.
All right. I didn't know if you saw it or not.
What the fuck?
It makes it all better, doesn't it?
All right. So let's just fucking jump to the article, fuck it.
All right. All right.
So this is from everydayfeminism.com.
The definitive source for feminism news.
We are not making this up.
Nope.
This is the headline for the fucking article. I was taught to be proud of my tight Asian pussy. Here's why I wish I hadn't been. Then the editor's note. Did you see the picture?
Just a picture of a lady.
Picture? Read what's underneath the picture. Read the words underneath the picture.
Close up on the face of someone who is looking down, their eyes nearly shut, looking pensive. What the fuck?
I think they just used some.
And they forgot to take out the caption. Some good editing right there.
All right. So the editor's note from this article is This article is written by a cisgender woman about the social expectations that she has experiences having a vagina. The social expectations that she experiences having a vagina. Please keep in mind that not all women have vaginas, and not all people with vaginas are women, and their experiences may differ.
Like, is that talking about people who were in the war and lost their vagina in the war? I don't understand.
If you remember a couple weeks ago or a month ago or whatever, we talked about, you know, the possibility of your wife getting in an accident and her vagina being ripped off. That could happen.
That could happen. You're right. I like the war story better. I was in the war. Lost my vagina.
I don't even know that we're going to be able to add anything to this article. This article is...
we're just going to read it, and that's it. Just straight read it. And I mean, it's just so... I don't even... Who are they helping? Who are they aiming this at?
Big black cock.
That's what
cock.
I want to know. We're going to aim this at big black cock. Is that a guy?
All right. So, for those of you listening to the show for the first time, please be aware that this story will contain eating disorders, rape, forced prostitution, minor attraction, violence against transgender women.
When you say minor attraction, do you mean like just a little bit or like attraction to minors?
I don't know. I haven't read the fucking story.
All right, let's read on.
Am I supposed to read this like an Asian?
I dare you.
All right. Well, hold on. Just so you know, I'm pulling my eyes back. All right. So here we go.
I already know where this is going. That was my line. We're starting this shit already.
I'm not doing that. I was in seventh grade when my friend Kat looked at my feet and said approvingly, "You know what my brother says? Small feet, small kiki."
Kiki. Isn't that somebody's name?
It's African for vagina.
What do the Africans have to do with this?
Kat's brother was cute. And as a newly minted teenager, my sense of insecurity was growing in my direct proportion to my back knee and eyebrows. I lapped up any commentary on my body that I can interpret as kind. Here is necessary context. I'm a cisgender Asian woman. I belong to the racial demographic probably most often described as cute and little.
No, you don't know. You don't get to say I belong to the race cute and little. Fuck you. Sorry, go ahead.
We probably shouldn't use the Z word through this whole article.
Z? The Z word? Like zebra?
Zipperhead.
I know. I was trying not to use it.
Oh, you dick. You forced me. You painted me into a corner.
Damn straight.
I whispered it. Nobody will hear it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I internalized these descriptions before I had a chance to imagine a different identity. Before I knew I could write a good slam poem or rock a shaved head, here we go. I knew I had cute little feet, adorable small breasts, and a tight Asian pussy.
What in the fuck?
All right.
Oh, boy.
And I became invested in my size as a stand-in for my identity. At 13, I was anorexic and unhealthily obsessed with my own smallness. I needed to be every store's standard of XXS. At 5'3", I was scared of hitting triple-digit numbers on the weighing scale. My body couldn't handle physical exertion. I went to a soccer team tryout with friends. The coach had me sprint, then yelled after me, "Lanta." That's African for weak.
African for weak, all right.
But at least I was cute. At least I was working to meet expectations. I wanted someone to want me one day, and in order for that to happen, I had to be small, and I had to be willing to please. She gets it.
This girl gets it.
On dating apps, users who identify as Asian women receive the highest rates of interest. I have to wonder how many of the pursuers simply want the experience of being with a small Asian woman who will quietly disrobe, lie down, and offer a snug little spot for a dick to plug into.
All of them?
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah. And why is she going on dating apps looking for a loan? The highest rates of interest. I'm confused. Nothing?
Nope.
Damn. All right. Moving on.
I don't know. I kind of want to stick on that.
If you want to.
I support people in having fetishes that they express without shame and that feel liberating for all parties. Many turn-ons don't preclude consent and respect between partners. Almost all of them.
What does preclude? That means what does preclude mean?
Include?
I'm stupid. Include? Include? I think it would have said include if it meant include.
No. But I also realized that a girl as young as 9 could be hearing.
No.
All right. But I also realized that a girl as young as 9 could be hearing about the tight Asian pussy for the first time, or a preteen boy could be learning about the big black cock.
Wait, we're not making this up.
That's a link. I'm ready to bail on this and go to that.
Measure of my manhood. Every guy worries about the size of his unit. Imagine the added pressure of being black. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? Oh, wait, big black cock. Now I get it.
And in this way, children of color begin... We're back on the tight pussy story.
Yeah, I got you.
And in this way, children of color begin to see themselves through a hypersexualized, racialized gaze. Whiteness once again teaching them that their bodies are not their own. Fuck you.
Fuck. What the fuck does whiteness have to do with any of this?
Fuck you, you yellow bitch.
What the fuck? I am so confused.
It's just another way to hate white men.
Because she's a little Asian? I don't get it.
I was 13 when I learned that my tight Asian pussy was in high demand, and it shaped...
From her uncle? What the fuck, man?
And it shaped a perception of myself as a receptacle in sex, not an agent, as a means to an end. Ejaculation. Not a being.
I mean,
the exotification of the Asian vagina is... You know what? I can't believe we made it through this whole part of the story without ever once referencing the fact that their pussies are sideways.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever read, had you read to me in my whole entire life.
I think we could write one of these.
You think?
Yeah.
I think we should write one and have and submit it. Oh my God, we should. We should write one because this, you know, you can submit to Everyday Feminism. Oh, that would be fucking phenomenal.
You want to make it about the sexualization of midgets and how we're...
Yes!
How
black midgets.
How are... Oh, we have to be a woman, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, you have to. Otherwise, men bad.
What if you're a man midget and you identify as a woman midget and then you complain... The whole premise of the article is that you're... When you pull your pants down and they expect to see a normal sized midget pussy, they see a midget sized man dick.
A midget. I had to think about that one. A midget sized man dick. Isn't that just a little clit? Midget sized man dick. That's just a little clit, right? Or a big clit. I'm so confused.
Anyway.
So wait. I'm confused. But anyways, we're writing an article for Everyday Feminism, for sure.
Yeah, put that on our list of things that we're going to get accomplished right after all we right. Hook up those bidets.
No, I'm starting a GoFundMe right now for it.
To hook up your bidet?
Oh, yeah, I'm starting 2 GoFundMes. One to hook up my bidet, and one to pay for us writing an article for Everyday Feminism.
All right, the exotification of the Asian vagina is, like all oppression, erasure.
What? How is that oppression?
Why don't you say, what is erasure?
What's erasure?
Erasure is when the dominant culture convinces you and everyone else that you have no identity, no history, no kingdoms. We don't have kingdoms in this country.
What the fuck does that have to do with vaginas?
What the fuck does it have to do with vaginas? Don't let me forget that.
You better write that down.
The dominant culture convinces you that it is only a storyteller, so how can you exist independently from it? The Asian woman can exist within it, but she is so small she might as well have disappeared. Here are 4 things erased by our obsession with the tight Asian pussy.
Here are four things erased. What in the fuck are you talking about?
All right, I got a question. So,
how do you fight an article? Because that's what I want to do right now.
You watch an excessive amount of porn. Mm-mm. Has there
normal amount?
Excessive. Have you ever had it in your head that an Asian pussy is tighter than anybody, any other colors?
No, not at all.
Like, no. Is this even a thing?
Not that I've ever heard. I've never heard anything like this. That doesn't even make any sense. I've never even seen an Asian pussy. They're always blurred every time.
Well, not in real life, they're not.
I don't believe that for a minute.
They're only blurred when there's a dick in it.
Is that true? I've never watched any Asian porn, so I don't know.
I was born with small equipment. First off, this is the article, not me.
Yeah. Back to the article.
The issue of capacity is complicated by my condition called vaginismus.
Vagitosis.
When vaginismus.
Vaginismus.
When tight becomes too tight, a helpful primer on vaginismus. Fuck this.
Every single one of these is a link to something even worse. When tight becomes too tight. Vaginismus, isn't that just another word for anal?
What am I? Here are four things erased by our obsession with the tight Asian pussy. Okay, one of the first thing that is erased is her enjoyment of sex. Okay, sex can be painful for me, and when it's been painful, I pretended it wasn't. And even when it's painful now, sometimes I'm still perversely proud of my tight Asian pussy. Because even if I can't enjoy the current sexual encounter, I know the person with the penis is enjoying maximum friction. I don't think she knows how sex works.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You don't want maximum friction, do you? I mean, that's like...
maximum friction. So, I don't... She could fix all of this just by sucking more cock. Right? I mean... I don't understand.
Is that going to change the vaginismus?
Yeah, then... No, we're not going to... I'm just going to suck you off tonight. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
That was me, not the story. Sorry.
All right. We're learning... Blah, 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 blah. The second thing that has been erased because of tight Asian pussy, is that right?
It's right.
Yeah, okay. The second thing is the history of sexual trauma in many Asian countries.
Because she has a tight pussy?
Oh, God. So here we go. During World War II, the Japanese military abducted children across Asia and imprisoned them in brothels where soldiers could impose sexual and physical violence on them. The U.S. occupation authorities permitted this to occur, knowing full well that American troops were participating in the abuse of enslaved children or so-called comfort women. All this can be traced right back to this yellow woman's vagina.
She has a pretty high opinion of herself.
The millions of children from Asia who are forcibly married off or trafficked into prostitution. I don't understand.
How is any
Hold on. All right. Here's the fourth thing that has been erased because of this person's tight.
What? Whoa, pussy. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
The fuck? I just read number four. Oh. What the fuck?
When the mainstream media... Asian women who don't have tight vaginas or vaginas at all. When the mainstream media says that Asian women are sexually attractive, they mean that small cisgender Asian women are sexually attractive. Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
She got
yes.
something right.
Yeah. Finally, yes.
First
of all.
You
can even take out the small. I don't, you know, yes.
Well, not them big chunky ones with the round faces.
Those are the best ones.
No, they're not. They cook a mean egg roll, but that doesn't.
Yeah. Fastest way to my dick is through my heart or stomach. How's it go? The fastest way to a man's butthole is through his stomach. I don't remember. Anyways.
First of all, not every Asian woman has a tight vagina. Not every Asian woman was born with a vagina or has taken measures for whatever valid reason to construct a vagina. Not every Asian woman has taken the measures for whatever reason to construct a vagina.
Like out of Legos? What the fuck is going on here? What kind of world are we living in?
I want to see a picture of her.
Of her vagina?
I assume it looks like a light socket, the way she's describing it.
The way she talks about herself, she's got to be some kind of a model, like the hottest thing ever to come out of Asia.
Ah, she's from the Manila, Philippines.
Oh, they're never hot. You're not going to call me out on that, nothing. I've never even seen anybody from Manila. I have no fucking clue what they look like.
That one boxer was there, the Thriller guy.
Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, that's where he's from.
Is it?
Fucking have no.
All right.
So I just looked her up.
All right. Is she hot?
No.
Oh, are you serious?
She looks like that gun control bitch with the shaved head.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
And her eyes aren't even slitted.
Slitted. Can you be more racist?
I haven't said anything racist yet.
Her eyes aren't even slitted.
What is racism, Anthony? You're the one that taught me this.
It's when you talk bad about white people.
Seriously, what's racism?
When you feel like your race is better than another race.
Right, and I don't feel that way.
Are your eyes slitted?
It doesn't mean that slitted is worse than non-slitted. It's just a physical feature.
Fair enough.
Is your pussy tight?
Yep. It's constructed to be tight. Watertight. It's constructed to be watertight. Oh, God. This is an awesome conversation.
This is stupid. We're not even teaching anybody anything.
I think we are. I think we're teaching everybody about feminism.
What they really mean. Oh, fuck this. I don't understand how. We need to start a website.
All right. We have a website.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I'm going to cancel that GoFundMe.
By the time we're done with this show, we're going to have 12 GoFundMe accounts. This chick is not hot at all.
So you had a.
No.
Oh, you looked at her?
Oh, yes.
You know why her pussy's tight? Because nobody's fucked it.
Right. Yeah, that's not because of racism. She's just ugly. All right. What were you saying?
That article you sent about men, you want to treat women better. Here's a list to start with.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this kind of ties into what that was saying.
Oh! All right.
Why did I say that? She ain't from Vietnam.
What the fuck, man? Everything was going along just fine.
Is it really racist if she's not from the...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is it?
I don't think so. If I would have called her...
I think it's just shocking just to hear that word, right?
If I would have called her a cracker...
Well, you have the card. Oh, wait. No, he didn't give you the card. Why don't you call her the N-word?
All right.
All right.
I better go.
You better take that out in post. Let's look at the time. I'll take that out for you. I'd hate for you to get
you
fired.
Aren't editing this one.
We're 16 minutes in.
All right, let's get going. It will act like this never happened.
Perfect, because everybody else will too. That's how the world works now. People just act like things didn't happen. I can't believe that shit. That was funny, though.
Look, I want you to hear where I live now.
All right.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Nonstop.
Nonstop. Fucking white people.
And that's what it is, too.
I know. Is meth a problem down there?
Yes.
Is it really? Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
So, prescription pills, too.
Oh, damn it. Have you tried any prescription pills?
Like,
Jesus Christ, dude, that's super loud.
Don't mind me.
Don't mind me just running from the cops.
Oh, I think they're stopping here. Hold on. Hello? They heard me say that word.
Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing now? Working on your Foley work again?
They heard me say that word.
They came to get you.
A bunch of 4-foot yellow people come running up.
See, you're just digging the hole even worse. I would say that we can't be friends anymore, but I really don't care that much.
Hey, have you ever been to the casino and at the roulette table with the people that have?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, if you had to guess, where would you say they're from?
Vietnam.
Okay, and what do they smell like?
Vietnam, I know what it is because I had a friend from Laos in high school. It's like it's a mixture of like rice and cabbage or something like that.
So that's what their smell is? That wasn't funny.
I was being serious.
That's what their smell is?
Yeah, it's like a mixture of rice and some kind of cabbage, I think.
I thought they had catfish heads in their pocket. Fucking stinks.
It doesn't smell good. But for some reason, I could be sitting at the roulette table with $20, like my last $20 that I have in the world. And this guy will come up and drop $600, lose it all in about 15 minutes. He'll leave for about 5 minutes and then come back with another $800 and do the same fucking thing 6 times. You know what I mean? Like, where the fuck are you getting this money from?
Reparations from Vietnam.
Is that right? I don't think that's true. I think reparations are only for black people.
See, now who's the racist?
Still you. I'm good.
You're good for this entire episode.
Yes, I am absolved from anything that I say from this entire episode. I appreciate that. Usually it's me that fucks up like that. You're usually a lot more careful. You're slipping.
All right.
All right.
Do you want to read this? Do you want to go on to this thing about how to treat women better?
Absolutely, I do. We need to learn how to treat women better, especially you. You treat women bad.
I do not.
I have no idea if you do or not. I've never been around you with a group of women.
I treat all my women's like princesses.
Women's-es-es. All right. You want me to read this? So, men, you want to treat women better?
I think I'm under attack by the cops or something. There's more sirens going.
Is there? Wow.
Fuck.
Are they just stopping in front of your house?
I know there was a shooting here, like, today or something, yesterday.
At your house? Yeah.
No, here in the neighborhood here. Oh. In the hood.
Who got shot?
Somebody. I don't know. Fuck, I ain't going out there to look.
Is the body still laying there?
Thing of Skittles next to him. Oh. Fuck, take it out.
Yeah. We're not even going to be able to put out any of this episode. You're fucking the whole thing up. You don't realize that we have to skate the line? Come on. Are they gone?
Sounds like it.
You're safe now? The show can go on. All right, men, are you listening? As if there's any women that listen to this bullshit. Here's a list to start
with. You are good at this.
men, you want to treat women better? Here's a list to start with. Hey, men, what are you planning to do better? Because you need to do better. Here are ideas on how you should treat women better. Jesus, criminy, shut the fuck up already. Number one, I'm not going to number them. talk to your friend who is kind of a creep at work. Nah, can you do that for me, Doug? Talk to your friend that's kind of a creep?
I don't. Go on.
don't talk over women. If you are asked to be on a panel slash team and see that it's all men, say something. Maybe even refuse the spot. If I was asked to be on a panel that was all men, I would say something like, hey, cool, thanks. Thanks for asking me. Does that count?
Glad you didn't have any women's on here.
Glad you didn't have no women on here. When you see another guy talk over a woman, say, hey, she was saying something.
Do it just like that.
Yeah. Hey, she was saying something. Learn to read a fucking room. Do you know how to read a room?
I do.
All right. Don't call women crazy in a professional setting. What if they're being crazy? Don't use your feminism as a way to get women to trust you. Show us in your day-to-day life, not in your self-congratulatory social media.
I'm bored with this list.
You are?
Yeah, and it keeps going on and on.
Oh, yeah, it's forever long. Don't touch women you don't know. And honestly, ask yourself why you feel the need to touch women in general. I think we could just focus on that one, because I feel the need to touch women in general. I think that's like a biological thing, isn't it?
Do you think that men and women are equal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think they should be treated as equals?
Equals? Yes. The same? No.
You're going to get all fucking fancy on me with your stupid words.
There's a difference between equal and the same.
Okay, so what does it mean to you to treat women as equal?
Anything that I would say to a man, I would say to a woman. I mean, I don't know. I treat them as equal like they're equal. I don't know. Never really thought about it.
Is it okay to punch a woman?
Absolutely, if she deserves it.
What?
It's just as okay as it is to punch a man if he deserves it. No?
All right. I got nothing. I don't.
Is that not right?
No, because I don't think you should treat him equally.
Well, okay. Why?
Because we're not equal.
Who's better?
It depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about punching, men.
If you're talking about punching, I'm always talking about punching.
Women are better at...
cooking?
No, I'm not even trying to make it sexist. I'm just saying that there's a good chance that if you pick... if I go to a mall, mm-hmm. and before even going in there, I say, I'm going to punch the fifth woman I see. There's a good chance that I would hurt her. Whereas if she was to punch me, it wouldn't hurt, or it wouldn't hurt as much. We're not built the same physically.
I understand that, but if a woman attacks you...
No.
Yes. So you say you shouldn't punch a woman. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying... I don't know what I'm saying, because I think it... So I'm trying to get back on the other side of the PC line here. I think it would be cool to punch like a 19 or 20 year old, or like a
20 year old woman in the back of the head. Is that what you're telling me?
No, right in the face.
All right.
Just to see what kind of damage I would do. You've never been curious.
So wait, we started this conversation by me. Wait, I'm confused with the point you're taking here.
I don't have a side.
All right.
Women are different.
Yeah, I agree.
And they shouldn't be treated the same.
That's what I said. But equally, they should be treated different, but equally. separate, but equally.
Do you think that women should be allowed to play college football?
This is...
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. They should.
It's a difficult question because I think the idea of separating sports into men and women is retarded anyways. Just play. Just it's a fucking game. Who gives a shit?
Do you think women should be allowed to drive cars?
Sometimes. Depends on what I need from the store and when I need it. See? Equal.
No, so what I was saying is that women should be allowed to play football. They should be allowed to go out and try out for the team. And if they're not good enough, I mean, I've seen some big women that could probably hold their own on the fucking line.
Right. Yeah. All right.
No, that's it.
There's big women.
There's just some big fat women out there that could play professional ball.
All right. So, all right. In all honesty, if you were in a fight with a woman at a bar, you know, yelling and screaming at each other.
That has happened.
And she took a swing.
And connected.
And connected.
Yes.
What would you hit her back?
No.
Why?
Because I would hurt her.
So? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't want to do that.
Fucking pussy. Why? So you just let her hit you?
No, I mean, I fall down in the fetal position, curl up.
Please don't hit me. So if she hit you in your face, you're telling me that that a normal woman punched you in your face, it wouldn't hurt you?
No, it's happened. There's not what if, it's happened.
You've been punched in the face by a woman and you're just like, whatever. And you just went back to drinking your beer?
Well, no. Oh, is there a mosquito in here?
Yeah. That's what I'm getting here. That's what I'm getting is that you trying to play the tough guy. Come on.
I think I just said that I curled up in the fetal position. Yeah, that's me playing the tough guy. No, right. It didn't hurt enough that it made me like... Well, yeah, I stood there and I said something, whatever, cool or something. You know, like
you called her a cunt.
I think that's what brought the punch on.
All right.
But it doesn't matter. No, it didn't do any permanent physical damage. How's that? Whereas if I was to punch her, it would do permanent physical damage.
So pull your punches a little bit. You don't have to hit her as hard as you can. Nope. that's not possible. All right, fair enough.
You have never punched anybody in the face, right?
No.
Right. So
I have no need to punch anybody in the face. I'm a civil human being.
I don't know how I wouldn't even know how to begin to pull my punches.
I wouldn't either.
I was taught at a very young age at how to punch somebody, and you try to punch through them.
I was taught at a very young age that Asians have tight vaginas. So.
And that was from that girl in the basement.
Right.
Daddy said he was your war friend.
Wartime friend. I like it.
So I had an interesting experience.
All right.
There was a guy at work that, you know, speaking of tight pussies, there was this guy at work that, I guess you would say that I thought that I had grown close to, not like touching each other in showers close, but just, and I let him know about the show or whatever.
Oh boy.
And then, fuck it. It was when I was running from the hurricane, you know, after I came back, there was some chatter about the show and all that. And I'm like, what the fuck? How this shit? And then I realized that with that GoFundMe tied into my personal Facebook, and, you know, I had a couple people text me and say, hey, you're exposed.
you're exposed.
I thought my dick was out.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, come to find out, I'm talking to somebody, and he's like, yeah, I heard you have a podcast, and it's funny or whatever. And I'm like, well, just curious, where'd you hear that from? And he told me the guy's name. Like, you fucking dick.
Does he listen?
Yeah. He'll be listening. He knows who he is.
He knows who he is, you dick. Don't talk shit. You can tell anybody that you know that I know.
I told him that the only way that he could get my trust back is if he was to sign up for a Patreon.
For $100 a month.
No, a dollar a month will get me to consider talking to you again. $5 a month will be cool.
I'd still hate him unless it's $100 a month. So if you need me on your good side.
So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, women being equal.
All right. So, okay, other than physically.
What else is there?
For you, nothing. Other than, like, you know, getting punched in the face, do you think women should be able to vote?
On what?
I love that you're like,
vote on what?
Dancing for the Stars.
Absolutely.
Dancing with the Stars or whatever that show is.
Absolutely.
All right, good. Is there anything that you think that women being equal shouldn't be able to do that men should?
I had to sit here and think about it. I forgot which side I was on.
We discussed this before the show. Come on.
I honestly don't remember what I said. Are women equal or not? I don't remember.
I don't remember what you said either. You said first you said you wanted to punch him in the face. Then you said you didn't want to hurt him. You're waffling on this issue.
All right, let's start over. Take that out.
All right. All right, I'll do that.
Are women equal?
Yes.
Wait. I agree.
Okay, yes, I agree. So is there anything that women shouldn't be able to do that men should?
Like, you have to give me an example.
I don't have any. I mean, do you think they are equal now in society?
Treated equally?
Yes.
No.
But okay, why? Where are they not treated equally?
Because we're having this conversation. That means that there are people out there that don't feel the same way as we do. So then they are not treated equally.
What are you talking about? Because we're having a conversation on a podcast that six people listen to?
Do you think that people from Iowa and people from Illinois are treated equally?
Yes.
Do you think that there's a...
Wait, treated equally by who?
What? This is dumb.
This is a stupid conversation.
This is what happens when we don't prepare.
Is it? Is it really? Oh, God. Let's just... All right. Fuck. What the fuck? So I've been reading a lot about... transgender people's opinions on transgender and whether you should be able to decide whether you want to date someone that's transgendered. Have you heard about this debate at all?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So people are saying that if you go on a date with someone and you find out mid date or after the date that they are transgender, like if you thought they were a woman, you're dating a woman, and find out that she used to be a man, that if you say, I don't want to date this person anymore, that you are transphobic. So if you were single and dating somebody, and you found out that they used to be a man, and that they've had the surgery, you know, they've got the inverted penis, how would you feel about that?
Do they swallow?
Yes, obviously.
I'm good with it.
All right.
Can they work on my car?
Probably.
And I'm okay. I'm good with it.
So you would date someone who used to be a man?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, so if I was attracted enough to him to have sex with him, and then... I used to be a dude. All right, well, I used to be a lot fatter than what I am now.
Are you being serious? If you had sex with a girl and then found out later that she used to be a man, your attitude would be like, okay.
Well, putting me on the spot asking me that question, yeah, that's...
Because you're trying to make up for what you said earlier.
No, I'm not, because that's going to get... taken out anyway.
Oh, all right.
I'm telling you, if I was attracted to somebody, I had a good time with them, and then we went back and had sex, then yeah, why would I change that based on something that they used to do?
used to do. They used to have a dick. That's not something they used to do. That's not, oh, I used to play basketball back in my younger days. What the fuck are you talking about, used to do?
It's the same thing. They used to pee standing up.
I guess if you're being serious, I guess maybe I'm just
transphobic.
And maybe I am. Maybe you're right. Because this is the most disturbing conversation. You literally used to be a man, and I'm the bad guy because I'm straight and don't want to date you. That's fucking weird, man.
No, but you wanted to fuck him.
No.
But
no,
you did.
I don't want to fuck anybody
you did.
It's got a surgically altered vagina. I mean.
You'll fuck somebody that has a surgically altered chest, though, right?
What do you mean? No, fucking tit jobs are gross, man.
So, okay, so you're telling me. Okay, so that same thing. So you fuck somebody.
Yeah.
And then they say, you know, I used to be a size A, but I got breast enlargements. Yeah. You're done? You're out?
I wouldn't be like, oh, you're gross, I'm done, I'm out. But I wouldn't want to be with that person. Why would you want to get a tit job? That's fucking terrible. That,
no,
as a person.
That has nothing to do with why you would do it. It's you take somebody home from the bar,
yeah,
or you meet somebody.
Yeah.
You go on 7 dates, and then you finger them, and then you have sex with them.
Sorry, that was funny.
and then you put your tongue in their butt. Then you grab their tits and you realize their tits are hard. And you're like, hey, those are fake.
Hey, wait a minute. So you're telling me,
hold on. No, at this point, you're on date 9. So
before you even touch their boobies?
Yeah. Isn't that a home run?
Yeah, but if it takes you 9 innings to get there.
I thought first base was a kiss. Second base was a finger in the butt. Third base.
Straight to second base.
I'm going to second base myself.
I
where were we?
I'm missing. Yeah, I don't know. I'm missing the connection here. So
it's the same thing. You just said a surgically constructed vagina.
Surgically constructed from something that was never there in the first place.
Same
those
as
boobs,
fake boobs.
Those boobs were always there.
No.
Yes. Them fucking flesh bags have always been there. You just fill them up a little more.
Yeah, I'm I don't understand.
You don't understand. Let me explain it to you.
Go ahead.
She used to have a dick. Yeah. I don't know how else to explain. How am I the bad guy? So what does it even mean to be straight? Are you straight?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
You fucking faggot.
What does that mean? Explain to me what it means.
To be straight?
Yeah.
It means that you like somebody who is the opposite sex of you.
Okay. Then yes, I'm straight. If that's what that means.
Okay. Are you attracted to people with penises?
No.
Why not?
Have you seen one? Have you ever had one of those in your mouth? They're gross.
Fair enough.
You got any other brain busters?
You got any other brain busters? Penises are gross, brain buster. All right, so
I didn't even study for this test, and I feel like I'm doing okay.
You're not making any fucking sense.
What do you mean? Because I disagree with you?
Because you're wrong.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
That you disagree. This isn't an opinion. this is not a fucking fact.
I felt like it was.
No, it's not. It's not. If you're straight, then you don't like penises if you're a man, right? Is that true?
Right.
Right. So once you have a penis, that's it. You penis for life, right? there's no like, I don't have it anymore. Nope, you had it once. You have it always. That's how it works.
Is it?
Absolutely it is, yes.
I don't think that's the case.
You're wrong.
So stop clicking whatever you're clicking. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So here's what I don't understand about your question.
Okay.
Now, had you started off by saying, okay, imagine you're single, mm-hmm. and you meet somebody at a bar, and they say right up front, just so you know, I used to be a man.
Uh-huh.
All right, then I'm out. That's different.
Oh, okay.
How is that different? Because that's not how you phrase the question.
Okay, that's fine, but how is that different?
Because obviously there was some sort of attraction, there was some sort of connection. It the relationship went on, and then sex happened. And then they say, oh, yeah, but I used to be a man. If you're that far into it and you never knew and you had a connection with the person, what does it matter?
They used to have a penis.
I think I realized that part of it.
You didn't, because you asked me what does it matter.
So okay, so what if she says, I used to be a Christian?
As long as she's not Christian still, I'm good.
With a dick.
With a dick. So, this is insane.
I really don't understand.
How many? What do you think? Other than the people that are doing it because it's trendy, how many people do you think are actually transgendered?
Seven.
Right. Seven in the fucking world. You're probably about right. There's seven in the fucking world. So
let's change every single aspect
of our goddamn society.
Can
for
I
those
answer
seven
the question?
People. All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I would say that it is probably as much of a medical abnormality as Siamese twins.
Yes. So okay. do you think that we should be changing the whole culture of our sexuality to accommodate Siamese twins?
Yes.
I can do that too, see?
I said yes. So,
I know. Why? Why? You're not being serious, but I mean, you understand what I'm getting at, right?
Legal threesomes. That's all I got to say.
Legal? What? Were they illegal in the first place?
If the other one doesn't want to be part of it, you ever tried to bang a Siamese twin?
Hilarious. Never thought about that. That's pretty funny. Oh, my God. So, okay. Do you have a problem with transgender people?
No.
Okay. Neither do I.
Apparently.
No. You're not listening. I have no problem with anybody doing anything they want to do. Where you lose me is that when you tell me that if I'm not attracted to somebody because they used to have a penis, that I'm the bad guy. You can fuck off and suck my dick that I still have.
Okay.
That's stupid.
So far, I haven't heard anybody argue with you. I've never once judged you for what you said, like you judged me. And I'm okay with it. If it's how I feel, it's how I feel. I'm not embarrassed about my answer.
You should be.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
You want to have sex with somebody who used to have a dick. You should be embarrassed.
I didn't say I wanted to.
Yes, you did. You're like, I hope they had a dick before.
I wish they still had it. And a beard. Yes. A big bushy beard.
A big bushy beard. I think that you're just saying, like, politically correct things.
Yeah, because that's what I do.
I think that's what you're doing right now.
Why, after all the shit that's come out of my mouth, do you think that I would change course over this?
Just to fuck with me?
Well, that's not the case.
I don't believe it. And I just don't understand how...
Okay, I'm going to change my answer.
Okay.
I would punch it in the fucking head.
It? Why you got to say it? That's fucking rude. Because
it's not a person anymore. If you lose your dick, you're not a person.
You're misunderstanding what I'm
saying.
Is
that what you want to hear, brother?
Yes, brother. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. And I knew, and I think this is what happens. People misunderstand that I don't give a fuck if you want to be transgender. I don't care. It makes no difference to me. It will not affect my life.
Then why do you keep talking about it?
Because the percentage of people that are transgendered is very, very small. And We are changing our whole sexual culture to accommodate them. What's wrong with just accepting them? Why do we have to accommodate something that I don't agree with?
So what's, you said the population of people that are transgender is very small.
Right.
Are you talking about for medical reasons or people that are doing it for attention?
I think the people that are doing it for attention are way larger than for what do you mean medical reasons? I
believe that there are people that are born and unsure of, so they may be born with the physical characteristics of a man, okay. i.e. a cock, but feel like they should have been born a woman.
Right. I agree with that. Yes.
Okay. And then there are people that are doing it for attention.
Right. How do you differentiate?
Both of them are, one is just as hot as the other.
I would suck on that woman's cock no matter what. So, okay. All right, let's try to figure this out. So, if a man says I'm 25 years old or whatever and I was born in the wrong body, I should be a woman. Do you think that that person has always been a woman?
Do I think that always person has always been a woman? No, I subscribe to you are whatever. Here's what I think.
Okay.
And it's just because I'm small-minded. If you pull down your pants and mm-hmm. you have a dick, you are a man. If mm-hmm. you pull down your pants and you have a pussy, you are a woman.
How does that make you small-minded? That's what everybody thought for hundreds of years up until the past like 5 years. How does that make you small-minded? So everybody thought the exact same thing up until the last 5 years, but all of a sudden now you're small-minded for it.
But that's not what you think.
What do you mean?
Is that what you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so if you pull down a pant and there's a vagina, you're a woman.
Yeah.
Why would you not have sex with that then?
Because I don't think you can surgically construct a vagina. What do you mean?
What you think and what is medically possible are obviously two different things.
Well, yeah, obviously. I think the idea of having sex with someone.
I don't give a fuck what you think. You just said.
Well, you just asked me what I think. I don't give a fuck. What do you think? I don't give a fuck what you think.
I forgot that I said that. You just said that if you have a vagina, you're a woman. So you are gay. If you won't have sex with somebody because they used to have a dick and not what they currently have. All right, did I lose you?
Nope. There we are. All right, go ahead. I just said. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so anyway, whatever. As we agreed, you're gay. Moving on.
Maybe it's because I'm getting older and not being able to change with the times, right? Gay, I understand. Straight, I understand. Bisexual, I understand. Transgender, I don't understand. I can't wrap my head around feeling like you're a woman, right? I'm not saying that's bad.
You seem to be, though, because you're so hung up on it. You're okay with everything else in the world except for this one.
No, I am okay with it. How is me not wanting to have sex with a man being not okay with it?
We weren't talking about you having sex with a man. We were talking about you having sex with a woman. We both agreed that if it's got a pussy, it's a woman.
No, we didn't. I said.
Yes, we did.
No,
play the tape.
There is no tape. So
I said, if you pull your pants, if you pull the pants down and there's a pussy.
A non-medically constructed.
You couldn't tell the fucking difference.
How do you know? Have you ever seen a pussy that's been constructed from a penis? Pussy, penis, pussy, dick.
Let me get this right.
Get it right.
You'll fuck a fleshlight.
Oh, for sure. Next question. Is that it?
You're going to sit here and tell me that you will fuck a fleshlight, but you won't fuck a woman.
I will fuck a woman. What do you mean?
All right. Let's get into your hypocriticalness.
Oh, okay.
Do you know anybody that was born one sex and identifies as another sex?
Yes.
Have you ever met anybody?
Yes.
Was it a male or female at birth?
Female at birth.
Okay, so it's a female at birth transitioned or transitioning to a male.
Right.
No, which one? That was a question. Did they get an adidectomy?
No.
Okay. When you talk to that person,
yeah.
Do you reference them as a male or female?
Male.
So they were born a female, but you talk to them as if they're a male.
Right. Absolutely.
Why? They didn't even, that goes against everything you just said. You can't wrap your head around it.
No. It absolutely doesn't go against everything I said. There is, so I'm not advocating for being uncivil or rude or any of that bullshit. I'm advocating for, don't try to force me to have sex with somebody I don't want to have sex with and
nobody
call me a bad
guy
when I don't. But
nobody's
they are.
Trying to
but they
nobody's
are.
Forcing you to do, you, nobody's forcing you to fuck anything, ever. Nobody's ever forced you to fuck anything.
Why don't you don't we've had this conversation a million times where I tell you what people are doing and you're like, no, they're not doing that. And then 6 months later you read an article and you're like, holy shit, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do.
Tell me the last time somebody tried forcing you to fuck them.
You're missing the point of what I'm saying. They're putting it out there and they're making it acceptable that if you won't have sex with someone who has transitioned or transitioning, then you are a bad person. You are transphobic if you won't have sex with someone who is your same gender but claims to be a different gender.
They don't claim to be. They are. Man.
How?
Man,
how?
Dick, woman, pussy. Remember?
Okay. So then you're fucking wrong. So you're telling me that up until the point that they have the transitional surgery, they're still whatever gender they were born as.
I'm telling you that I have such a small brain that if I look at something,
uh-huh,
and if it's got a dick, it's
uh-huh
a man.
Uh-huh.
If it's got a vagina, mm-hmm, it's a female. It's
how,
a woman.
How does that make you have a small? That is how society has worked for hundreds of years. So the last 5 years, we've decided that we're going to change that. But now you think having a small brain. That's not nothing to do with your small mind. That's how fucking society works.
Okay. You keep contradicting yourself. If you look at something that's naked and it's got titties and a pussy.
Uh-huh.
That's a female. I don't care how they got it. I don't get.
That's the problem.
Okay.
You don't. I, and it's not even.
I wouldn't know. I've never asked the question. Is that, hey, was that there at birth?
Well, no, they develop naturally. That's how that works. The problem that I'm having is that if we let this go, then
let
people
what go.
I'm trying to explain this to you.
Okay.
There are groups of people, and they are growing, that say that if you won't have sex with someone who is the same gender as you after they've transitioned, then you are transphobic. There are groups of people who are saying that you have to accept whatever someone says as their gender.
Okay.
Right?
When you say there are groups of people, is this an article that you read?
Over and over and over and over again. And
Why would you keep reading the same article over and over again?
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. So I told you I've been on these forums for a while just reading comments of people who believe this stuff, because it's fascinating to me that people actually believe this, and then to hear that you actually believe this. This is insane.
I don't believe anything. I haven't said that I believe anything.
You said that you want to have sex with a guy.
Okay, other than that, I haven't said that I believe anything.
So
you ask me a question where there is only one acceptable answer.
What's I did?
Yes.
What?
If you are attracted to somebody and you have sex with them, and then after the fact they tell you something.
Yeah. Something. No. You're minimizing it. They tell you something. Oh, I used to have red hair. They tell you something. They used to have a dick. Do you not understand? That's more than something.
I think you are.
Do you like dick?
We already went over this.
You think I am? What?
I think that you're a closet homosexual.
Okay. Why?
Because you're making such a big deal out of something. One, it's never going to happen. I don't have to worry about it.
No, and neither do I. I don't go to bars ever.
You are sounding like those people that used to talk about the gays. And that's what you're doing with the transgenders.
How?
They are trying to tell me that I have to have sex. It's like that guy that you know, and I don't want to say it, but it's like that guy that you know that said, if they allow the gays to get married, then why don't I just marry my dog? It's the same mentality.
It's not, though. It's not the same. It's not at all. Because...
All right.
So you...
Are you there?
I'm here. You have the luxury... Or maybe it's not a luxury. I guess I could do the same thing. You have the luxury of being able to ignore all this. So it's happening whether you want to admit
what is happening.
They are putting forward the idea that you have to have... You are a bad person if you won't date someone who is transgendered. They are putting forward that idea. That's out there. And it's being accepted by more and more and more people. So... I don't give a fuck about me. I'm out of the game, right? But 10 generations down the road, everybody's just going to be one gender and we're all it's everything's just going to be fucked.
That's how it should be.
No. Oh my God.
There should only be one gender. The master gender, the master race, the final solution.
We're going back to that. All right, let's go back to being funny. This is a stupid conversation.
I was actually interested in the conversation because you're wrong, and I like when you're wrong.
But how explain to me how I'm wrong. I have an opinion. I have no... It's weird because no matter how many times I say it, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to assume that I hate transgender people, which I don't give a fuck if you're transgendered. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, then... Let's move on then.
You just said you wanted to talk about it.
Right, because you obviously do give a shit. You care.
No, I don't. Right. I don't at all. I think you can mine it for comedy gold just like everything else, but the idea that you have to date transgender people.
Nobody's saying that. Fuck. All right.
Because.
Nope.
Because you have the luxury of ignoring this.
Nope.
That means
I'm
going
to do what
it.
I do to solve all of our disputes.
All right.
Do I have to fuck?
Do I have to fuck? Nobody said fuck.
Gender. Do I have to fuck a transgender? All right. The ridiculous straight panic over dating a transgender person. This is the first article.
All right.
Let's see where we go.
Okay.
The right wing media froth trans people are demanding straight men date them. No, we just want a nuanced discussion about why so many straight men feel shame about dating us. Because you're a fucking freak.
Wait, do I even have to get in on this conversation? You're just going to do this by yourself?
I want to make something clear right off the bat. Not everyone needs to date a transgender person. For one, there's not enough of us to go around. Right. In all seriousness, though, I have to put that disclaimer at the front of this essay because the online discourse machine has a nasty habit of misinterpreting transgender people who try to talk about the struggles of finding romance, and that bad faith twisting our words needs to stop. Orange is the New Black star, and transgender advocate Laverne Cox recently opened up to Attitude about the phenomenon of straight men who date transgender women but want to keep us a secret, calling those men insecure as fuck for fearing that society will perceive them as gay. This is a real urgent problem that many transgender women have to face, and one of our community. I don't care about bucket, but so it's. Laverne Cox says men who are ashamed of dating trans women are. If you scroll through many social media, it's just stupid. I don't care.
You just said it. Men who are ashamed of date, or did you say ashamed? Men who don't want to date trans women are bad. You that's what they're getting at. So you're a bad person if you don't want to date a trans person.
That was never said.
But what are you talking about? That's what you just said. Maybe not in those exact words, but...
Yeah, I don't understand what the... I don't even know what we're talking about. I'm for it.
What are you for?
It. Whatever it is. Which side are you on?
Whatever side you're not on, obviously. This is what happens every time. I try to explain. In 3, 4, 5 months, maybe not even that long, you're going to come across an article and you're going to be like, what the fuck? These trans people are trying to make people date them? And then you're going to be like, no, Anthony told me that. I totally forgot.
The only way that that's going to happen is if fucking William the Refrigerator Perry decides to get his dick cut off and get a pussy and then comes in here and says, you're going to date me. That's
you're
the only way.
Date me.
Other than that, this is a stupid conversation. This whole thing is stupid.
Whatever you say, man. You just close your eyes to the problem. Whatever you say.
what problem? Then fucking do a march about it or something.
I'm going to.
I will not fuck them. I will not fuck they them.
So I think it sucks that if you're transgendered, it's hard for you to find someone to date. I think that that sucks. I think life's not fair sometimes. Sometimes you're born in the wrong body. It's not fair.
Got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Let's say that, of course, you're single.
Right.
And you become attracted to a really, really hot Filipino girl.
Okay. All right.
And she used to be... No. She still is a woman.
Oh.
She's 18. Well,
she still is a woman, okay?
And you've been dating her for 4 years now.
Wait a minute. Back the boat up.
I didn't expect you to keep up on the math with me.
All right.
So you're dating a 14-year-old Filipino girl. That's the end of my story. You fucking pervert.
This is a hit job.
What? And she says that she identifies as a 20-year-old.
Okay. I wouldn't hear that.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't be around to hear that. I have no reason to have a conversation with a 14-year-old Filipino girl, so I wouldn't hear that conversation.
No, but she told you she was 20. The whole time you thought she was 20.
Yeah, I'm not that stupid. But you sure don't look 20.
That's your answer. You've been fucking her for 6 months, and then you're gonna say you just don't look 20.
I wouldn't fuck a 14-year-old Filipino girl. Especially for 6 months.
Well, she was 13 when you started.
Oh, all right, I'm back in then.
No, so you're having sex with this girl. Okay. And she's Filipino.
Okay. And why does she have to be Filipino?
Cuz I
Is
think
it because of the tight Asian pussy?
Yes.
All right.
And then she says, hey, I got to tell you something. You know how I told you I was 19? I'm actually 16.
At least you're trying to make it more believable now.
What do you do?
I break up. I'm like, hey, we can't fuck anymore.
Then you're a racist.
fair enough. So the argument that you're making is ludicrous.
I agree.
and it's exactly the same as the argument that the transgender people are making. It's ludicrous.
Nobody's making that argument. It's no different than the let me rephrase that.
Nobody's making that argument.
No, let me rephrase it. Of course there's people making that argument. It's transgenders that can't get dates. It's the same as involuntary celibate people making that argument that you should have sex with them for the good of humanity. It's the
right. That's hilarious that you said that. You're exactly right. The problem is that the majority of people, the population, says in celibates, you want people to have sex with you just because you can't get dates? Fuck off. You're stupid. But then when transgender people say it, people are like, oh, you're so brave. Oh, good job. You're so brave. That's what happens.
Nobody says that.
They do, though.
Would you have sex with a black person?
Yeah. I'm not necessarily attracted to him, but yeah, if I found one that was attractive and yeah.
No, I didn't mean specific. I'm going to ask it a different way.
Okay.
Why don't you like black people?
I thought you were going to ask it a different way.
So I am typically not attracted to black people, black women.
Right.
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 I'm not attracted.
Right.
That doesn't make me a racist. It means I'm not attracted.
Right. But
I think nobody's forcing me to do it.
Okay, what if somebody said, if you won't have sex with black women, you are racist? That's pretty much what's going on here.
Right,
if
and nobody's ever
sex
said that.
But they do, though.
No,
if you won't have sex with transgender women or transgender people, you're transphobic. It's the same argument.
But nobody's saying it. When I say nobody's saying it, I mean... Okay, eliminate the 5% of the population or 2%, 0.5%.
That's like less than all of the transgender people. So if all of the transgender people are saying it, that's nobody? I mean, that's not the case, but so you're telling me that eliminate the people that are saying it and then nobody's saying it. Well, of
right.
course, dummy.
Statistics, stupid.
If you go ahead and eliminate all the people that are saying it, I'm just telling you that that's how these things start. They start small, and then they gain traction, and everybody's like, "Well, yeah, that makes sense. I guess if you wouldn't have sex with a transgender person, you're a bad person. Yeah, I guess that makes sense." And then it becomes just accepted, but it's not right.
I wasn't even listening to you. I don't know.
I know. I don't think you've been listening this whole time. I thought we were going to talk about feminism.
Well. Transgenderism.
I'm cool with being transgender. Do whatever you want. Just leave me alone. That's how I feel. Just leave me alone.
And they are. Nobody's coming to your house making you fuck them.
By trying to change the sexual norms of society, that's not leaving me alone.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. You big dummy.
You remember we did that? We read that article about that it was okay to give for one straight guy to give another straight guy a blowjob.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Is it?
It is.
How is it like that?
Because I'm not giving you a blowjob. That doesn't make me homophobic. It just means I'm not putting your dick in my mouth.
But it does make you homophobic, according to that article.
Right, but just because somebody wrote an article about it doesn't mean that they're trying to change the sexuality of society. But when I say they, I mean more than just the author of the fucking articles.
Yeah, but the problem is that you haven't heard this up until this point, so you think that it doesn't exist, which is absolutely not true.
No, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. Otherwise, you wouldn't be talking about it, and the first article that came up wouldn't have referenced it. I'm
right.
smart enough to realize that it exists. It
right.
is not taking traction. It's not going anywhere. You can't change...
Can't change what?
I don't know. I ran out of steam.
Right.
I don't care enough about this to keep talking about it.
You know nothing about it, but you say it's not taking traction.
I know enough about it to know that it's not taking traction. Nobody has come to my house and told me I have to fuck a transgender.
Ah, there it is. As long as it doesn't come to Doug's door.
Right. You're stupid, man. You are dumb. You are really, really dumb.
Really?
Yes.
How's that? Because my opinion's not your opinion? Because
your opinion's stupid. All the problems in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that you're upset about is that there's somebody that wrote an article that said that you might be transphobic, which you are.
So, first of all, you're minimizing what I'm talking about by being an asshole, by saying all the problems in the world, and then you're minimizing what I'm saying by saying one person wrote one article. You're just basically being an asshole.
Yeah, I'm the asshole.
Right.
You're the one that's transphobic.
Right.
And I think it's I think that's perfectly acceptable to not accept them.
I never said anything about not accepting them.
No. No, by you. So I knew it was a loaded question when I asked, or at least I already knew the answer. But I know that you've had interactions with somebody that was identified as a sex different than what they were born.
Right.
And I knew that you, I guess, I don't know if it's played along, whatever you, however you want to say it. I've done the same thing, but out of respect, because I don't give a shit. I just don't give a shit.
That's exactly how I feel. Right. But if you want to identify as a man, okay, I will acknowledge that. I don't care enough to antagonize somebody. Why do that? I'm okay with that. I don't give a fuck. Do what you want. And I will call you a woman if you want to be called a woman, or call you a man if you want to be called a man. I'm totally fine with that. I don't care.
Then why are you still talking about it?
At this particular point, you just asked me a question.
All
right. I told you the reason that I'm still talking about it is because when you try to change the sexual norms of society to fit your needs, that is imposing something on me that I don't think is correct.
Okay, so here we go. Actress and Her Story star Jen Richards, for example, recalls spending a long flirtatious flight with a man named Jim that ended in an invitation to have dinner. Mm-hmm. 1 hour before we're to meet at the restaurant, I get an email from Jim. Richards wrote in an essay. It read in its entirety, "I just Googled your name. I didn't realize what you were. I have no interest in that."
There you go.
Okay, there we go.
So what's the problem?
Nothing. I don't have an issue with that.
Okay.
If you're not comfortable with it, that's on you. I don't care.
Good. There we go. Then we're on the same page.
Right.
You're transphobic.
I am.
Yes. You are saying the same thing that I'm saying.
If I have a long flirtatious flight with somebody on an airplane,
uh-huh,
and they said, "Hey, just to let you know, I'm Muslim,"
uh-huh,
I would say, "I didn't realize what you were. I have no interest in that."
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Me too. That I think everybody has that right.
Right? That you're making my point for me. Everybody has that right.
Okay.
They're trying to take that right away.
Nobody is.
Oh my God. Do you not listen when I talk?
No.
Jesus. I already knew the answer to that question before I asked it.
I think what you told me is that you read one article like 47 times.
Uh-huh.
And now they're trying to make you fuck a transgender.
I think what you heard is different from what I said. I don't care if people are transgender. It affects my life none.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.